Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently filed a brief at the Court of Appeals on behalf of Sandra Merritt. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this case has been going on for some time. We represent Sandra Merritt in the lawsuit filed against her and David DeLeiden by Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about that because that's what we recently filed this brief regarding at the Court of Appeals. And also, we represent her in the criminal case in which Becerra, who is up for nomination by the Biden administration to be head of the HHS, brought these criminal charges against her, which were originally initiated, by the way, the investigation, so-called, I put that in quotes, was begun by Kamala Harris, the vice president. This is an amazing case because Sandra ultimately, with David DeLeiden, they did research on what the law is regarding recording. They did research on Planned Parenthood, these abortion clinics, research on these organ procurement companies, including companies like Stem Express. And they found a horror that what was happening is baby body parts were being harvested from these precious babies and sold to research facilities, including universities, funded by Fauci's National Institute of Health, the NIH.
Well, you know how this was first revealed. ABC back in 2000 did a report, Chris Wallace, on a 2020 special, in which they did the exact same thing. They interviewed an undercover journalist talking about, you know, selling, harvesting and selling aborted fetuses that women donate to help medical research. That's what they think anyway. And so these babies are being sold for astronomical, well, even if it was a dollar, it would be horrible, for this so-called research. So they had that on camera and then nobody did anything about it.
Yeah, that was in 2000.
Right.
And that was ABC. And this was an undercover investigation. And in fact, if you compared that undercover investigation with Sandra and David's undercover investigation, it would look the same.
Yeah, same thing.
In the ABC version, there's a guy sitting at a table. They're having a meal, and the other person across the table has a hidden camera, and they're talking, and this person's talking about harvesting the baby body parts, how many millions of dollars they're making on profit, and they're even altering the abortion procedure so they can get the body parts more intact instead of crushing them because they get more money for that.
Talking about it like it's no big deal.
Yeah, and then ABC ended the 2020 investigation by saying this is illegal. And yet it's still happening and nobody's doing anything about it.
Right. Well, David DeLeiden saw that and he's like, well, somebody's need to do something. So he got working and started doing more investigation. And hence that's where we are today with criminal and civil charges against our client, Sandra Merritt, who worked with him on this project.
So we had those two, and what they did was they researched the law, and the law was that in California, it's single, it's both parties have to consent, unless the conversation is being recorded in a public place where people can overhear the conversation. Or you're doing a recording because you believe that the person being recorded is engaging in or about to engage in illegal conduct.
Right.
So they made sure that all of their recordings were in very public places, in restaurants, very populated places, in conference facilities. They turned down opportunities to go to some of these people's offices or buildings. They went to public places, events, conferences, lots of people around the table, and so forth. So it was very, very public. And these people didn't really care if others overheard their conversation because they were so bold and brash that this is
pretty
what they
jaded.
Do. And they're
they're
pretty good at it, they said. In fact, that was what one of the doctors said. I'm pretty good at doing this.
Right.
Pretty good at altering
bragging.
The abortion procedure. Pretty good at removing intact body parts. And how she said she did it was she grabbed the baby feet first, pulled it out breech. She said dilation works better that way rather than bringing them out head first. And then when they're partially out, but they're still in the womb, so that she could classify it as a, quote, abortion, she would crush above and crush below the midsection, the thorax area.
And she bragged about all that in the middle of a busy restaurant while eating her lunch.
By eating her salad and having a good meal, and bragged about how she's pretty good at it, and the more intact the organ, the higher the sale price. Mm. So they were, and so again, you think about this. These researchers were paying, for some of them, thousands of dollars, up to $17,000 for one type of particular organ. And they did not want poisons, chemicals, to be in the tissue, because otherwise it would hurt their research, right? So they wanted the organ extracted with no chemical poison in it. What does that mean? That means that they're not injecting these babies with some kind of chemical to kill them or to ultimately even anesthetize them. So this is happening to some of these babies while they are still alive with no medication.
Right.
I mean, it is the most barbaric thing.
Or what about the woman who was a, I use the term loosely, medical director of Planned Parenthood, and she was bragging that this is why she was in this business. She always got a good fee for each of these specimens, as she called it, because she was wanting to get a Lamborghini.
Yeah, she wanted to get a Lamborghini.
Wow.
That was her goal. And they were making lots and lots of money off of this.
Killing babies and selling them so she could get a Lamborghini.
Well, Dr. Teresa Descher, she was not part of this, but she ultimately testified. And she was one of the people that David and Sandra consulted before they began all of this process. She's an expert in adult stem cell research. She obtained her PhD in molecular and cellular physiology from Stanford University School of Medicine. She testified about the perfusion technique using what's called the Langendorf method that is meant to be used on animal hearts.
Yeah, she always worked on mice, right?
She always worked on mice. She said that she must go to great lengths as a cardiovascular researcher to make sure that the mice she studies do not suffer needless pain.
Because she would have lost her license or gone to jail if she didn't use anesthesia and was humane about it.
Right. So she's testified how horrified she was upon reading various studies involving human baby hearts procured from Stem Express, which the evidence at the hearing showed were secured from Planned Parenthood. She continued and talked to David Leiden, and she said, now, these beating hearts, because she actually found one. It was delivered to her lab where she was doing adult stem cell research. It wasn't something she ordered, but somebody else in her lab ordered this baby heart. When it arrived, it was beating.
So that means it came from a live baby.
She said the only way that that could have continued to be beating and kept beating when it reached the lab is if it were removed from a live baby beating.
Horrendous.
And then they kept it beating there and they transported it directly to the lab. It's horrendous stuff. So Sandra and David ultimately did these videos in public places. They released them. There was a huge outcry. Hearings on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate. States defunded Planned Parenthood. And they got sued. They ended up winning their lawsuits. And even some of the stem procurement companies, they were sued by different state prosecutors in California and fined for engaging in illegal activity. Some of them ultimately went out of business because the fines were so high. Stem Express was able to weather the fines and is still in business. My friends, this is still going on.
And Planned Parenthood is a powerful, evil organization. And they have these political people like Becerra and Kamala Harris on them in their pockets.
So when we were in the trial, the question was whether these recordings were done illegally, and yet the judge would not allow our team to show the videos to the jury. And he also was tied in with Planned Parenthood and refused to recuse himself. So we have filed our brief in conjunction with the other defendants in the case. Lots of briefing has just been done. Pray for this case because Sandra and David are heroes to get this information out. And now they face in the civil case over $2 million in damages and about $14-plus million in attorney's fees or so, totaling over $16 million in damages between David and Sandra Merritt.
And that's just in the civil case.
That's just in the civil case. And in the criminal case, if they lose one of those counts, they could go to jail. They are heroes. They should be applauded. And Planned Parenthood should be the one on trial. Pray for our case. Pray for Sandra Merritt and the team. For more information, go to lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.